Kate Millett's 1970 bestseller, Sexual Politics, was one of the seminal works of the contemporary women's movement. Since then, Millett has written several other works of fiction and nonfiction, including The Prostitution Papers, Sita, and Going to Iran. Her new book is about how American society deals with mental illness. It's written from her own perspective as one who has suffered from bouts of manic depression. Book critic John Leonard has a review of The Loony Bin Trip.
I've written many reviews I regret, but none more so than a condescending put-down 13 years ago of Kate Millett's Sita. I said then that I hoped Millett, having published Sita and rid herself of so much embarrassing ticker tape, was happily at work somewhere on a real book. I owe her an apology. What she was doing 13 years ago was trying to keep herself sane. A manic depressive, she was doped up on lithium. 3 years later, in the summer of 1980, on the farm in upstate New York where she sought to establish a commune for women artists, she stopped taking her drug. The Loony Bin Trip is her scary account of what happened next. In stages, the mania overwhelmed her, and her friends and her loved ones. She speaks bitterly of their betrayal of her to what she calls the organization and the web, a conspiracy of police, psychiatry, family, property, religion, and state medicine. She reports on her escape to Ireland, where she was kidnapped from an airport and dumped in an asylum. She describes her fear of electroshock, psychosurgery, chemicals, and solitary confinement. She was rescued, as if from the Middle Ages, and returned to New York, to her loft on the Bowery, where, of course, depression was waiting for her. Depression, she says, is when you agree with them all and surrender. Depression, she thinks of, as grief. She went back on lithium for another 7 years. She's been off it again since March. The Loony Bin Trip, which Millett calls her death book, is in every way extraordinary. She is writing for her life. We descend with her into the mania, a kind of flooding under of the self by history and culture and dream and myth. She is obsessed with the sexual organ of a horse, to whom she has given her father's name. She identifies with Joan of Arc. For all the danger and betrayal, she says, still consider the wonder of reconnecting with the figure and the circumstance, fused for those electric seconds with the heroic ordeal that the witch hunt became for the hunted. She sinks daily to a hell she describes as diabolic roulette with the red Pope devil at the bottom. She is sure her night nurse works for the CIA. The crazy scholar in her hopes in the loony bin to find a password, maybe in Gaelic, to what she calls race memory, mother wit, the memory of women betrayed. As lush as the mania, as bleak the depression. Consciousness is suffering, she says. Thought is nothing but recrimination. Even language is lost to her, shriveled. In the face of this evil, she tells us, not even to have words to protect one from the vacuum, to grow mute as well as helpless. For all this, she denies there's any such thing as madness. Crazy isn't a crime, it's a point of view. Those of us who've lost loved ones to insanity and self-destruction will object. Her biology here is as shaky as it was in Sexual Politics. But so is her criticism just as savage. As in the pages of Sexual Politics on D.H. Lawrence and Norman Mailer, so in her passages here on Life in the Asylum, she stares at everything we've refused to see, the old and the outcast as political prisoners. Drugs like lithium, thorazine, and prolixin as instruments of social control, a lobotomizing of the dreamers. She speaks for all those who've ever been locked up against their will, like Solzhenitsyn from the Gulag.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Loony Bin Trip by Kate Millett.